from the flight deck. This is the Plane Jockeys Podcast, where we dig into some of the stories and personalities you've seen on airline videos live. Our estimated time en route is, well, however long these guys want to chat. Now sit back and relax and enjoy the show. It's a lot more fun than reading the safety card. I promise.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of the Airline Videos Live Plane Jockeys Podcast. I am Plane Jockey Kevin. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the very first episode here. I thought maybe I should probably do the first episode solo to kind of maybe give you guys maybe a little background on the history of airline videos and airline videos live. What do you say? It's certainly one of the most asked questions on the show. Kevin, how did this all begin? Of course, that's the number one question. The number two question is, what am I watching? What am I watching? Well, you know, when people ask that question, that the YouTube algorithm has opened up and shared the video to other people around the world. But eventually, they realize what they are watching, and then they're hooked. They're hooked, just like many of you. So thank you guys so much for tuning in to the very first episode. Of course, I am Kevin. I am the owner. I am the founder. I am the videographer. I am the editor. I am a producer. I am just everything. You know, on the live shows, I'm doing about 12 different jobs, but I absolutely love it. There's nothing else I would want to be doing than doing those live streams 3 to 4 times a week and broadcasting to the world. I mean, it is a complete dream come true. I would have never have imagined from the very beginning that the channel would develop into what it is today. And I guess this is probably a good chance to be able to talk about the history of the channel and how it all came together. I've talked about it many, many times on the behind the scenes. We do a behind the scenes on Airline Videos Live where you guys get to ask us questions in real time and we try our best to answer them. And I think with this podcast, this is going to give us an opportunity to kind of talk a little bit more about certain things that you guys ask us and we never have time to basically answer. So that's the great thing about this podcast. So let's talk a little bit more about how this all came together. So you guys know, and I've said it many, many times, I've worked in TV news and media business for 25 plus years. I mean, even in high school, I was doing TV. So TV, media, radio, it's always been in my background, in my blood from the very beginning. So I think what I'm doing right now is perfect. I mean, it is literally 25 plus years of doing what I've been doing, the life experiences that I've had have brought me to this point. And I honestly believe this is where I was meant to be in life. So we're on a good track together. So let's kind of go back to where it all began. So speaking of 25 plus years in TV news, you know, I was an entertainment photographer for Fox. You know, I was on the red carpets here in Hollywood. You know, you name it, the Grammys, the Oscars, the Emmys. Every single red carpet, I was there in a tux, you know, with the reporter, talking to reporters, you know, doing all that crazy stuff that you see on TV. Eventually, when you do that for so long, you know, it just kind of becomes boring. It becomes boring. Yeah, you're probably like, yeah, Kevin, covering the Oscars, that's boring. When you do it for so many times, yeah, it leaves you kind of wanting a little bit more. And I was doing, on top of all that kind of stuff, you know, breaking news, you know, you name it, all kinds of news kind of stuff. But I was also doing a lot of creative stuff. So the TV station was giving me projects to work on where I could take my time and be a little more creative. And that certainly was making me, because I'm a very creative person. I'm a perfectionist, but I'm very creative at heart. And if I don't have that outlet to be creative, then I lose interest in something real quick. And I think that's why I love being able to do this channel on YouTube, because I can be as creative as I want. There's no limit. And so what was happening with the TV station is that they were kind of changing their focus, going back to more of the breaking news. Just get it on the air. You know, you don't have time to be creative. Don't worry about it. You know, just get it on the air. Slam it together. Some people enjoy that. For someone who's creative, that doesn't fulfill you. So in 2019, I was waking up every day, just kind of felt like this was just not the right track. I was not on the right track in life anymore. It was a great paying job. Obviously, the opportunities to, you know, see the life in Hollywood certainly was there, but it wasn't fulfilling my creative outlet, which is really the drive that I have in life. So I took a moment and I said, Kevin, what else could you be doing? You know, obviously YouTube, I knew YouTube was an outlet for me to be creative, but what was I going to do with YouTube that was actually going to like draw interest from people? Well, first I did a vlog is a video like blog, and I documented my life as a TV news photographer. I did 2 episodes. I put them on YouTube, and no one really watched, because I realized that no one really cares about the life of a TV news photographer. Maybe they did like 20 years ago, but certainly not today. And I, you know, looking back on those, I was like, wow, those are really good videos, but I've taken them down. There's just no interest in it. And I said, okay, well, that's certainly not going to develop into anything. So what else do you absolutely love? And my love for aviation has always been there. And I said, you know, for the longest time, I've always thought, I need to get to Imperial Hill. I need to go to Imperial Hill. I need to, you know, start taking photos again, or I need to start taking video. And it just popped in my mind. And I told myself, purchase a camera, start going to shoot airplanes like you used to do. But I used to do still photos back in the day. And of course, when I was shooting still photos, YouTube wasn't around. So you had no way to show your videos. Now with photos, you can put them on jet photos, you know, airliners. There's a ton of websites to share your photos, but there was really no way to show video. So of course, you've got YouTube. So I said, well, let's just grab a camera. Let's head out to the airport. And of course, the first month worth of video, it wasn't like the worst thing ever, but it's, you know, it is what it is, I guess. It wasn't like fulfilling me. I said, I'd want to take it to a next level. So I was searching other videos on YouTube, and I came across HD Melbourne Aviation, Matt, our friend Matt there in Australia. His stuff, like if you searched LAX plane spotting, like his videos were like at the top, like with millions of views, and his stuff was just amazing. And I said, well, hold the phone. That's what I want my video to look like. Not that I was copying Matt, but I just see. So basically, I'm a creative person. I'm a perfectionist. And so like in TV news, the problem with me is a lot of the TV news photographers put the camera on your shoulder and it's called run and gun. Just basically shoot on your shoulder, zoom in, zoom out, pan left, pan right. And to me, I was always the photographer who always put the camera on the tripod, would always make sure everything was framed correctly or creatively. And so being a TV news photog really just the plain old TV news photog really never satisfied me. Well, basically, that's kind of like the first video that I put together on YouTube was just kind of like it reminded me of just like shooting news. It was like there was nothing super stellar about it. And so when I saw Matt's stuff, I was like, well, now this takes us to another level. This is like being extra creative, and the stability, and just it just looks amazing. Like you watch it and you're just like, whoa. So I reached out to Matt, and he was very open about, you know, how he was able to get things so stable, and how, you know, there's a certain way you have to shoot the video. You can't just shoot something, put it in Premiere, and load in the stabilization and think that you're going to end with the end result that you want. It just doesn't happen that way. There's so many different like things about it with your muscle movement and how you move your body, and so you make sure you don't jerk. So much around it. Well, Matt was very open about it. We even spent a couple of days plane spotting together out there at LAX. And so Matt's become a good friend. There was a lot of practice. I mean, every chance that I got, I was out at LAX. So basically, I would work, 4 to 5 days a week as a freelance photographer here in Los Angeles. And some days I would work on a Monday. Let's say I had Tuesday off. Then I'd be out at LAX on a Tuesday. And then I'd be back at this TV station on Wednesday, Thursday. And if I had a Friday off, then I'd just go out to LAX on a Friday. And every chance that I got, I was out at LAX if I wasn't working. So I was grabbing a ton of video, and I was coming back loading it into the computer, and this I'm talking about the first couple of months, and it was close, but not close enough. I was doing something wrong. So then the next week, I would, you know, whatever 2 days, 3 days I had off, I would go back out to LAX. I would do it over and over. I mean, I was out there for hours and hours and hours, just grabbing every single plane I could get. I mean, today, if I was out there shooting 4K video, I would not be shooting every Southwest 737. But back in the day, I was shooting every single Southwest 737, even if it was a special livery or not. Just every single plane was going to give me the chance to perfect the shot. And eventually, after, gosh, I want to say many, many months, many, 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 many tries, lots of material ending up on the cutting room floor, as they would say, I finally perfected a shot. And I truly believe the first perfection shot that I had gotten was the BB-8 777 with ANA. Can you believe that? That was the first shot where it just worked out perfectly. And I remember how I felt when I saw that. I was like, oh my God, I finally perfected it. And of course, it wasn't like, I would say probably 85%. Of course, I wasn't at 100 at that point. So of course, the next week I go back out and I start shooting more and more and more and more video, which is kind of funny because, you know, this is 2019, just after the MAX aircraft were pulled out of service. And so basically, you know, you still had a lot of stuff coming in and out. You had all the A380s, you had the 747s with KLM and British Airways. And of course, the older plane spotters, you know, if KLM 747 or British Airways 747 came in, they didn't care. They were like, I've got plenty of shots for that. There was something inside that was telling me, Kevin, grab every single thing that you can. Like this voice was telling me, this stuff may not be here much longer. So I captured every single thing along with those Southwest 737s. Week after week, month after month, perfected the shot. Every single time I got better and better and better because I learned what not to do, what to do. So that's what the channel was based on, was the 4K video. And I produced a lot. I mean, every chance that I got. So I would basically go out those 2-3 days a week to LAX. I would grab enough material so that the following week, every single day, I could release a video. Even if it was just a quick, like, minute, 2 minute video, basically a plane landing and taking off, at least I put something on YouTube every single day because that's what you need to do with YouTube. I always talk about feeding the beast. The beast is the algorithm. You gotta feed the beast. So you have to put something up on YouTube almost every single day. But here's the other thing. Don't overfeed the beast. If you put more than one or two things up on your YouTube channel a day, then the beast gets full and then the beast gets angry. So at least feed the beast one time a day, maybe one and a half, two, but nothing more than that. Don't overfeed the beast. So before I would go into work, and usually I go to work at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd make sure to feed the beast. And, you know, the traction was okay. It wasn't anything great. You know, I was up against the big boys, HD Melbourne and a few others with millions and millions of views there on YouTube. So, you know, you just kept on going, just kept on feeding the beast week after week, day after day. It was a lot of work because, you know, I had to still go into the regular work every single day. But I would get up at, you know, 6-7 o'clock in the morning, walk the dog, instantly start producing the 4K video, get it uploaded. I remember I felt like I was in TV news. I had to get the video up at least before 11 or noon so I could start getting ready for my other job. So there was a lot of pressure, but I did it every single day. So with that being said, I mean, that's basically how Airline Videos was put together. It was out of a need to be creative. I needed a creative outlet and my love for aviation combined. So with that being said, that went on for what? Two and a half years. And then, but here's the thing, it went on for like 2.5 years, but the ad revenue for the 4K videos was horrid, horrible. I remember looking at that and thinking there is no way, because the end goal was to quit my job, to find something that I could be creative with and leave the TV station. Well, the ad revenue that was coming in on these 4K videos was so bad. And I thought, I'm putting in all this work, all this effort, and I'm getting like nothing in return. This is not going to work. But I kept on doing it because I enjoyed it. It was still my creative outlet, even though it wasn't going to pay the bills. I still enjoyed it. So with that being said, that went on for a good while. Well, so much more. And of course, everything changed. And we'll talk about that more coming up next on the Plane Jockeys.
Folks, again from the flight deck, we hope you're enjoying those luxurious seats and plentiful complimentary beverages. Oh, right. This is it's a podcast. Well, then we hope you're enjoying the banter. Stay tuned for more.
Oh, yes. You want more? You want more of the story? I'll give you more of the story. So now, so there's the background of just airline videos and the 4K videos there on YouTube. Not paying the bills, but certainly helped Kevin with his creative outlet, which was helping me for the most part. But I was still frustrated. I said, you know what? I'm putting in all this effort. I really want to make this channel into something. And of course, it was getting traction. People were noticing the 4K videos. And of course, I was at that time paying attention to a live streamer in London, pretty big live streamer. Been doing it for many, many years. And I said, well, I'm not really that good talking on camera. You know, I was a videographer. I was the person behind the camera, not in front of the camera. I was very shy. I didn't ever like being in front of the camera. And so I said, but I kind of get the whole like live thing. So I said, well, all right. So I researched on what software to use. And this is before 5G with the internet. It was just horrendous around LAX. So I put something together to do a live stream. And when I say the live stream, it was completely different than what we're doing now. It was basically a screen with the live camera picture, a chat window to the right-hand side. And once in a great while, I'd grab the microphone and kind of like say, we're here at LAX, blah, 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 blah. But I would never announce the flight numbers. What we're doing now is completely different than what it was then. But here's the problem. We would lose the internet connection. And if you lost the internet connection, it would end the live stream. So we could go on for like 5 minutes, lose the internet stream or lose the connection, and it would kill the stream. And that was it. And then you'd have to start up again and people would have to like search out for it. Needless to say, it wasn't very good. It wasn't engaging. It was frustrating. And certainly the internet it was not good. So I said, you know what? This has been great. I think some people liked it. I didn't care for it. I said, the technology is just not there yet. Obviously, you know, the streamer in London used bonding cellular, which was happening at the TV stations as well. And I said, well, that's cost a lot of money. I don't really want to go down that route. So I left the whole live stream thing. I said, wasn't for me. So, gosh, was that like maybe a year later, 6 months, 8 months later, I came across the software. It was more web-based than it was software-based. And it was giving you the opportunity to look more like a TV station with a ticker on the bottom. And, you know, you could do picture in picture and two locations. And I thought, well, this is kind of cool. Like, this kind of feels like a TV station. And that's what I'm comfortable with. So I tried out the software and took it outside the In-N-Out Burger and started doing the live streams. And I shared on the flashback moment, that very first episode. It was horrid. It was horrible. Like, you couldn't hear me. Of course, I didn't realize, but the microphone was picking me up on the computer and not the microphone I was wearing. So you could barely hear me. I was basically, you had the live picture on the left-hand side of the camera. And then for whatever reason, I took a bunch of 4K video that I'd shot from, you know, years prior and put it in a little window down on the right-hand side. Well, that completely confused people, thinking, well, which one is the live camera? And it was a disaster. So that was a Saturday. I said, well, you know what? I went home. I watched it. I said, I think I'm on to something here. It's not quite exactly how I want it. So I went back out on Sunday, put another show together, got the microphone working better this time, decided not to play as much 4K video. Now, you have to remember, this is during the pandemic as well. So there's not as much traffic as there is at LAX today. So I felt like I needed to kind of, for those dull moments, needed to show some other video to kind of keep the energy level up. So I still kind of still played the 4K video, but not as much. There wasn't as much confusion. And with this new software, it was allowing me to basically put people's comments on the screen, which had never been done before. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool. So basically people were chiming in saying, hey, I'm watching, I'm in Deutschland, Germany, whatever. And I could put it on the screen. I thought, well, that's really cool. And that was engaging with the viewers. We were the first ones to do that. I mean, it's been copied about every single live streamer now has the exact same format. Well, that started right here on Airline Videos Live. And needless to say, people started watching. People started donating tips. The memberships were created. And lo and behold, like, gosh, I mean, there was a good chance at this point finally that possibly this could be where the channel needs to go. I mean, we always loved the 4K video, but I felt like, okay, this is certainly generating the money that the channel needs to create for me to actually leave my job. So of course, you know, I was still working at the TV station, so I could only like do it on the weekends or whatever day during the week I had. And I think for a while there, we were doing a Saturday and a Sunday show. And it was a little tiring doing Saturday, Sunday, and then going back to work for 5 days. So finally, I think we made a choice and said, you know what, we're just going to pick one day. And I think we just said, I think everyone basically said, let's do Sunday. So we've been doing the Sunday big show ever since. And then needless to say, it just went on and on and on. I was doing every Sunday, maybe a couple of hours before work during the week. And you guys kept on like tipping and became members and engaging and sharing the stream. And all of a sudden, like overnight, it just seemed like Airline Videos Live was put like on the map. And certainly it caught a lot of people's attention. So, gosh, when was that? It's been almost a year. So I'm talking to you right now in July of 2022. It's coming up on a full year. So it was like mid-August that I quit my job as a TV news photojournalist and took Airline Videos Live full time. It's been almost a year. So it's not even a full year. And I can't imagine. I mean, how far this channel has come in the last year just blows my mind. And I can only imagine where it's going to be moving forward. So needless to say, so that's basically how this all came together. So let's start from the beginning. It started with 4K video and a need for Kevin to have a creative outlet. Kevin had that creative outlet, but certainly wasn't generating the income for him to quit his job. Well, after many, many months of fine tuning, finally embracing the live element of things with the right software, the right web-based software, I was able to create a live stream that I felt comfortable with. And of course, you know, it took me a long time. I was still a very shy person at the very beginning. I still didn't want to be in front of the camera. And I forced myself to be in front of the camera. And I forced myself to talk more and more and more. And I would go home and I'd watch it over and over again and thinking, okay, Kevin, you need to do this. This is how you should like announce things. This is how you should be doing this. And I just fine-tuned it to the point of where it is today. Some people might say, Kevin, you've taken a little over the top. I've gotten some feedback where they're like, we just like the planes, Kevin. We don't like the sideshow that's going on. And I say, well, you know what? Anybody can go out there and shoot planes. Anybody can go out there and shoot planes. Now, is anybody going to shoot the way that we shoot? Probably not. Some might claim that they do. But certainly, we certainly have the personalities. And I think you have to have both. You have to have the planes and the personality. And when you have those together, certainly with Rudy and I and the rest of the gang, I think you have a perfect balance, and that's exactly what's going on now. And who knows where this is all going? I mean, the road certainly has not ended. It's only just begun. So stay tuned. It's amazing, you know. So coming up on the year anniversary of quitting my job as a TV news photojournalist and doing this full time, I have absolutely loved it. It's a lot of work. I'm not going to lie. It takes a lot of work. On the days off that I, so-called days off that I have, I'm still working on things behind the scenes. But what did they say? If you are working in a job that you love, you're really not working. And that's truly how I feel. I feel like I'm not really working. I'm enjoying, I guess you could say I'm a workaholic, but I'm enjoying it. There's never one time where I sit there and go, oh, do I really have to do this? Do I really have to do this again? I really don't want to do it. So that has never happened. And I absolutely love getting out there, you know, 3 to 4 times a week. You know, I'm recording this on the day after I had to cut the Sunday show short because of my dog, Sammy, having some health issues. And the day prior, you know, I was thinking maybe we have to cancel the show. I should probably stay home with the dog. But I know how much that Sunday show means to so many people around the world. And I said, I'm not going to cancel that show. And on top of that, I needed an outlet as well. So you guys need an outlet to get away from, you know, whatever might be troubling you in your life. I certainly needed to get out of the house and get out into the airport and plane spot because, you know, what brings the comfort to you also brings the comfort to me. And I think it's like a perfect combination. So we're helping each other out. And I got to say, you know, going out there Sunday, even though I had to cut the show short, and when I say short, it was short of 2 to 3 hours, not that short. It was still almost an eight-hour show. But I have to say, you know, the first hour, you know, I was thinking about Sammy. I was thinking about things. But after that first hour, you know, I was getting into it. I'm having fun out there. You guys are having fun. We're all having fun. And I can't think of anything better to be doing in my life than broadcasting to the world. So if you look back to where this all began and where it is now, it's just, it's mind-blowing. And I always say from the get-go, I've always said we are just getting started, and we truly are just getting started. And we are just getting started on this new podcast here on the show as well. And so for this show, the possibilities are endless as well. So we have big plans for the show. Hopefully you guys are going to love it. I'm loving the format along with our live streams. And of course, if you're finding this on Spotify or whatever, and you're listening to me and you're like, I don't even know who you are, but this is kind of interesting, make sure to check us out on YouTube. Type in Airline Videos. You'll find the channel and tune in for one of our live streams there. We try to keep it on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Sundays with an occasional Friday and Saturdays, but we have a lot of fun. And so that's it. That's it. I guess that's it for our very first podcast. I've been talking for almost a half an hour. So we want to keep these roughly around 25 to 30 minutes. We don't want to ramble on and on and on because we want to cover so many different topics. So you guys, thanks for tuning in to the very first Airline Videos Live Plane Jockeys podcast. Much more to come. We'll see you next time. This is Plane Jockey Kevin. Have a good one.
Goodbye.
Well, folks, we finally made it. That's good, because the first officer and I have talked so much, I feel like I know him better than my brother.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Plane Jockeys podcast, a companion to Airline Videos Live.
Goodbye.
Find us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Airline Videos, or visit airlinevideos.com. On behalf of the entire crew, thanks for joining us, and we hope to see you again on the next Plane Jockeys podcast.
Bye-bye.